Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's Nicki Minaj on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Talking about your love. Thank you so much for choosing us once again. The NSK and Chikwan is on your radio. Now, we've been having this conversation all morning, Chikwan, about just grocery essentials that is just impossible to have in your house of late. It's just, you just can't afford it. There's just no way. Whether it's inflation, whether it's, you know, the economy, you know, maybe like your sector or wherever, you know, you're just not making the same type of money as before COVID, after, whatever the factors may be. Fact is, groceries are expensive.
Very, very expensive. So the anxiety of going to the shops.
Going to the shops, guys. So recently I stumbled across a survey.
Okay,
that documents food insecurity in Namibia.
All right.
Yeah. It was conducted by the Afrobarometer. They have these different rounds of surveys that they release every now and then. Now this one is the 10th round of the Afrobarometer survey, right?
Okay.
And two things that really stood out for me so far, Chikwan, when I checked that that survey.
Yeah.
And the findings thereof.
Okay.
At least three quarters of Namibians went without food to eat at least once during the previous year. Three quarters of Namibians.
Sure.
At least once. And notwithstanding that, food shortage ranks in the top three most important problems that we as Namibians want our government to urgently address.
Yeah.
And obviously, there's so much more still to that survey, you know, stats that I probably don't even understand.
Yeah.
But the person that's going to contextualize this for us is Abudi Christy Calder, and he's with us right now online. Good morning, Christy. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
We are great.
No, we're not.
Actually, no.
We are very stressed, Christy. We're very, very stressed.
I cannot eat my muesli and yogurt.
I can't afford my olive oil. I can't, like, dude. So yes, it's a bit of a mess, Christy.
Yeah.
And everyone is feeling the pinch.
Yeah, yeah.
And your or the organization that you're with revealed some crazy, crazy truths about, you know, the times that we're living in right now. But first things first, Christy, please tell us, what is Afrobarometer and why conduct these surveys?
Yes, well, thanks for the opportunity to talk to you about this. Afrobarometer is a pan-African non-partisan survey research network that has been going since 1999, covering between 39 to 42 African countries. And its goal is to provide African publics a voice in policy by collecting the views of ordinary citizens and then hopefully to feed this information into decision-making and policy-making for governments. So we see ourselves as a network not attached to any political agenda that generates information that would help our government stay in touch with what ordinary citizens want. And we've been doing it, as I said, since 1999. So we've just completed round 10 of our survey in Namibia. And the findings that you're talking about is from this latest survey.
Survey, yeah. And Christian, perhaps maybe I just want to ask as well, what would you say are some of the causes of food insecurity in Namibia? Like, I honestly just want to understand, how did it get this bad? I mean, we are blessed in so many ways as we have this conversation, but there are really people who are having a really tough time and have been for the longest of time. So what would you say are some of those causes of food insecurity in Namibia?
Well, I think there are numerous possible factors that accounts for this. One is that most of us buy food. We don't produce enough food internally in Namibia. Buying food also means importing food, which is often very expensive, or at least prone to fluctuate a lot as currency changes or markets disappear. But I think the big issue really for food insecurity, of course, in our case, is one, the fact that we have to buy food. So if anybody experiences some kind of change in income, that automatically affects their food security. Mm. And in our view, one of the big drivers is rising unemployment. People simply cannot afford food because, or enough food, because they don't have jobs. Long-term unemployment or more recent unemployment. And then another factor is the drought. But the drought, I think, is often overplayed, given the fact that most of us buy food, we don't produce it ourselves, and that it's imported food that we rely on. Okay. So it's really, I think it's the big driver is unemployment.
I think that you made a very important point there. The fact that the drought has been loosely used and abused, considering the fact that we don't even consume food that consume food that we produce ourselves.
We import most of it.
But that's another debate for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Walk us through your research methodology, though. What's the methodology that Afrobarometer uses?
Yeah, so it is, of course, a survey methodology. In other words, it's a sample-based survey. We use a nationally representative sample of adult citizens in Namibia, well, across the continent for all our surveys. So in this case, it would be Namibian citizens aged 18 years and older. All the interviews that we do are face-to-face and in a language that the respondent chooses. So we interview people. If they want to be interviewed in Oshivambo, then we do that, or whatever the case may be. It is a sample that is designed to be representative. So we cover the entire country. There's no group or areas that we systematically exclude. The Namibian Statistics Agency designed the sample for us, or they draw the sample from the sample frame. So it is very much in line with the official frame that is being used to generate surveys, official surveys from. We interviewed 1,200 adult citizens. And this year, we are in our fieldwork period was March to beginning of April. And the important part about sample sizes, of course, is that we want the data to be both reliable and valid.
Yes.
And in
yes.
that sense, we're looking at sampling errors. In our case, the sampling error is about 3%, and the confidence level is 95%. Which is the sort of international standards for example, publishing the results in academic texts and journals and so on. So it's pretty much in that frame. It's designed to be reliable.
Because the last thing that you want is academics to challenge your findings now, isn't it?
Mm.
Yes, well, and I think it's just unprofessional to do research of this nature without taking care that you have an appropriate sample.
Mm. Let's talk about something else that I also read in the survey. Nearly two-thirds of citizens experience moderate lived poverty. As a matter of fact, 39% of citizens. Or high lived poverty, 25% during the previous year. Meaning they frequently went without basic life necessities. What are these necessities?
So, yeah, the concept of lived poverty is a concept that is unique to Afrobarometer. It is based on the extent to which citizens have to go without these basic necessities, sort of livelihood measures of poverty. Number one is water. Two is cash income. Three is food. Four is cooking fuel, and five is medical care. So those are the basic things. So they don't even touch upon your olive oil or muesli or anything.
Yeah, you know.
It's the real basic thing.
Just yeah. Water and healthcare, my goodness.
This is crazy.
Wow.
Yes. And it's so when we the question is basically how often did a household have to go without any of these things during the past year, right? So what we see are sort of interesting trends. Number one is that the number of Namibians who have never had to go without any of these basic ones over time has now declined, meaning that more and more Namibians have to face the kind of deprivation of basics. The second thing is this notion of moderate or high lived poverty is basically just a way to segment the experience into more understandable clusters. What we also see is that the number who have to go sort of once or twice or less frequently, so low levels of poverty, is also declining. And what is increasing is the number of citizens with moderate and high lived poverty over time. So that means basically that poverty is also deepening. More and more people have to go more and more frequently without these necessities.
Wow. Basically, it's not looking good. Just real quick, Christy, the political establishment, like political parties, do they reach out to your office maybe for these stats to help them, you know, carve out their manifestos or their agenda? Has any political party ever reached out to you guys for these stats? Because I mean, you think that the political establishment would need this for decision making and policy
especially now that it's election year.
Exactly.
Well, the short answer to your question is no. For some other reason, either we haven't gotten through to them, although we've reached out to some of them. And secondly, I think, you know, the kinds of things that we publish this, of course, it's for everybody to use. It's not doesn't come with a political agenda. So, you know, we've briefed politicians on this. We've briefed government in parts on this. And the result is always one of two. Either people are saying, you know, this is really useful, or they say, well, there must be some kind of problem with the data, because in our experiences, this is not what Namibians feel. So that number of skeptics has been declining over years, because, as I said, we've done it now. This is the 10th round of surveys. And hopefully, I mean, I feel there's a bit of a more of an interest in a positive engagement with this in some circles, but not all of them. And again, I mean, we will continue to reach out to political parties and government agencies to talk about this, because there's a lot of things that really, I think, needs to be fixed. But there's also some good stuff in there, which I think, you know, it's not our business to be critical for the sake of being critical. We're trying to give the ordinary Namibian or African, in the broader context, a voice to say, how do people feel about, and then, you know, there's all these kinds of issues that reflect on policy.
Okay.
I mean, you know, some may even argue, or critics may argue that, well, you know, the government has a statistics agency. They don't need the civil society. But yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. But Christy, thank you so much for the work that you've actually done. I think I'm a little bit speechless in this moment, only because, man, I don't know. It's just partner.
Yeah.
I think I'm coming from a point of, you know, when you sometimes just have these conversations or get the stats, and then you just realized in that moment how blessed you are. Because I remember, was it last week, partner, when they had articles in the papers talking about people who have been living off dump sites for more than 20 years and so forth, hey? And really just understanding that, man, if I'm craving something, if I want something, I can easily get it, you know, and so forth. So I think I'm a little bit just sad, so to say. But I've really downloaded and somewhat taken in everything that you've definitely said. We thank you for the work that you're doing, and hope and pray that, you know, political parties will definitely reach out, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that can really change our situation for us, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the objective, is to put contentious issues or urgent issues, rather, in the public domain so that they can be debated, so that people can learn about them. And in that sense, you know, the media is a big partner of ours in terms of getting information out, getting context out, and having these kinds of discussions that we just had.
Real quick,
thank you very much.
Before we let you go, real quick, the survey does speak about the most important problems that we believe, or problems that we believe as Namibians are important to us. One of them being food insecurity. What's the top five? What rounds up the top five, real quick?
Well, in overall perspective, it's economic problems. The biggest one by far is unemployment. A second one would be poverty. The third one would be, if I can have a look, food shortages. So those three things, one is in agriculture, the others are all economic problems.
Economical, yeah.
And that seems to be the biggest concern for Namibians at the moment.
Okay.
So the unemployment rate, just for interest sake, in Namibia right now stands at 20.29%.
Okay.
So I think, yeah, that's a contentious number. I don't know where it comes from. But our survey suggests that it's actually much, much higher.
Oh, well, Christy Calder, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate the work that you guys do. We have listeners that are asking about where to find these reports. We will devise that information on WhatsApp and our different platforms. Thank you so much, Christy, and we will be in contact.
Yes, thank you very much. And just a last note, Afrobarometer has just released a flagship report on the state of democracy in Africa. So you can go to Afrobarometer's website. They've also released a Namibian country report to that effect, which you can also download from their website, or else you can come to ours, surveywhereas.com.na. The information is always available there too.
All right. All right. It's a portal for information, basically. Thank you so much, Christy. We appreciate you. If you missed this conversation, it won't be up. That's on our website pretty soon. When we get back, we will delve into the market, the real estate market, as Loretta Campbell will give us latest tips in terms of that market. Stick around.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.